This is Conor Lennon from UN News. Women continue to be very underrepresented in science, but with the right mentoring, networks and support, they can punch through that glass ceiling and do incredible work. This is the message from astronomer Lisa Harvey-Smith, Professor of Practice in Science Communication and the Australian Government's Ambassador for Women in STEM. That's science, technology, engineering and mathematics. Ahead of the UN International Day of Women and Girls in Science, which falls on the 11th of February, Julia Dean from the UN Information Centre in Australia spoke to Professor Harvey-Smith and started by asking her what it is that she loves about science.
I think my love of science came from when I was a kid. I used to look at the stars, and the wonderful thing about the stars is anyone in the whole world can look up at the night sky and wonder about how we came to be, where we come from and where we're going to. So as an astronomer, I really continued that love through academic study, through a career of looking at the stars with some of the world's biggest telescopes. And I still share that wonder with my 12-year-old self. Where do we come from? Where are we going? What does it all mean? And that's why I love science, because we can apply a scientific method, a rigorous way of finding out how we came to be where we are and who we are.
And are there any obstacles to women in the male-dominated STEM fields?
There certainly are obstacles to women working in fields such as physics and chemistry and astronomy historically, and even in IT now. Women are very underrepresented in those fields. But there's no real barrier. It's a sociological barrier. It's a psychological barrier. And it's not there for a lot of women now who have punched through that hole and through the glass ceiling and are doing incredible work. In my area of astronomy, there is sometimes a feeling that you're a little bit on your own in a male-dominated field. But with the right mentoring, with the right networks and the right support from organizations, this is what we're trying to push for now. Organizations change, so we don't live in the 1950s. We don't live in the period where women couldn't take their full part in society and couldn't take their full place at the top table of science. And really, what the message is for young people is that this is for you. Science is for you.
And is that why you think it's important to give girls and women equal opportunities in science, because science is for them?
Science is absolutely for everyone, and it's about solving problems for humanity. Even if it's about astronomy, it's finding out where we came from and what life is all about. And the physical sciences and engineering, chemistry, maths, IT, these are all about solving very human problems, climate change and human rights. They all include elements of mathematics and science and technology, even things like artificial intelligence. We need to design these with both men and women in mind, and with all areas of society and people from around the world, to make sure that it's representing the whole of the human race.
And given these opportunities and also the ability to solve these challenges through science, what is your message to the future female scientists all over the world?
Young women like myself who wonder about the world, and who doesn't wonder about the world and want to make the world a better place, this is your opportunity. Science and technology and mathematics are for you. They're for you because you need to change the world. Women need to take their place at the top table of science, and we need to use it for good, to change the world for the better, and you can do it.